This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
And Roses, ELO is the Electric Light Orchestra. Crank this up a bit, will you, James? All right, so there's a good wake-up call for you. If it happens to be the time of day that you're waking up, that's cool. You can't go to sleep listening to this program, although I've been accused over the years in my broadcast career of putting people to sleep.
How rude.
Very, yes, of course. How dare you? Go easy on the Duggar. He's been at it for a while. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Nobody likes to hear negative feedback, right?
Nobody likes to hear criticism. James and I have constructive criticism.
It's very valuable.
I think sometimes, listen, I'm going to give James a little pat on the back here, even though sometimes we all, you're probably the only one that I work with, Jay, that doesn't drive me crazy at some point. Well, Delroy, who runs the farm, he doesn't drive me crazy. Maybe once in a blue moon, if you will. But I can't tell you that I have been upset or annoyed with you since you came here.
James, honestly,
on the other hand.
Oh, yeah, but James.
Threw yourself under the bus that time.
Right.
Listen, we all live and learn, and sometimes my criticisms and feedback is positive, and sometimes it's negative, and sometimes, sometimes we all, even as parents, right, you get tired of telling your children the same thing over and over and over again. We were talking about youngsters and people in radio earlier on, and Jay growing up as a radio kid. Both my children were exposed to radio. We were actually talking about news and how you figure out what the news is, because it's a big source of concern and conversation these days. How do you know what the reality is? How do you know what's real? And that's the problem with so much stuff, social media, the technology. So it's a real challenge. But I remember when I grew up, I kind of figured it out on my own because I was a curious sort, always have been, and thankfully I still am. My children were sort of cultured in the same stuff. So they were always curious, and that, I think, has helped them. When you encourage your children to be curious, encourage them to read, to understand, to look, then it's going to help their IQ. It's going to help them in life. And Megan says, Megan was not excited about being on the air, but she did it because Brendan, who's younger than she is, was doing it, and he was having a good time. Brendan, one of the things about Brendan as a youngster and as an adult, he's always pretty much had a good time in life. He's very funny. He has a great sense of humor. He knows how to get to his father in like 3 seconds. He can get to me. And even as a youngster, 6, 7 years old, he could do it. And he wanted to be on the air when he was young. So I put him on the air, and he always had lots to say as he grew up. He did a lot of sports stuff when he was a teenager and on into college for a while. But he was on the air almost every day. Megan was on a couple of times a week, but Megan was much more serious about stuff, and she wanted to talk about the things that were going on that, you know, a lot of it was politics, but there were other things having to do with women, women in education, because that was what the field that, that she pursued. So it was, you know, but the idea is to make stuff stimulating so that you will think. And somebody who is on the air, or maybe even somebody who runs a company, anybody who's in a sort of leadership position, needs to use the positive relationship and trust that they have established with the people that, in the case of one who's working for somebody else, or somebody who's listening to somebody else. And so, and part of that is the voice itself. I was having dinner with some folks. I didn't plan to, I didn't have dinner with them, but I stopped to have play my favorite fish place after I did some things last night. And I stopped in to have a quick meal, and there was a couple sitting next to me, and we engaged in conversation. It was a wonderful conversation, very refreshing, a nice couple, both of them just, they just got married, and they're, I'd say she was in her mid to late 40s, and he was in his early to mid 50s, and they had not been married before. They met and fell in love and got married. It was just kind of cute. It was nice. He engaged in, I had my Easley hat on when I was sitting down, so my Easley hat, my Easley farm hat. She was asking me about farming, and I got into radio and stuff. But it was a, the conversation was great feedback, and that's really what you kind of want, is feedback. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know much about radio, but we engaged in, because he thinks talk radio is all about politics. Therefore, you know, we sort of went down that road for a while, and then, excuse me, I told him what the program is really all about. Yes, we do have some politics in it, but it's all the things to make your life better. That's what I want to, if you're listening to the program in the beginning of the day, it's a great start for the day. Hopefully that's what we aim at doing. And so with that in mind, I was going back to the Tuesday primaries, Jay, and what the key takeaways were. I would say that looking at some of the polling in Ohio, well, I guess all of the states, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, there is a lot of stuff here that both the Trumpers and the Bidenistas, Republicans and Democrats, they aren't getting. They've turned a blind ear to what the public is telling them. And so, you know, do you fit in this? Are you a Trumper by day and by night? Are you a Bidenista by day and by night? Or are you looking around? And, you know, it almost becomes redundant for us to talk about it because, mm-hmm. you know, there's not, yeah, there are people looking for something different. So how many different ways can you say that?
Yeah.
You know, right?
Or do you already know you're going to cast your vote, not because you want to vote that person into office, but you want to vote to keep the other person out of office.
So in the five Republican primary votes, the exit polling that was done by the YouGov people, which they're pretty much in the middle of the road, 29% of the people who voted in the GOP primary said they would prefer somebody else over Trump. That's 29%. That's a big number. 35% of Democrats who went to vote said they prefer somebody else over Biden. That's pretty, you know, it's a third of the people voting say they don't really like you. They don't want to vote for you, but they are holding their nose and voting for you. And I'd say that was a big problem. There's nobody who's excited. Don't you want to be excited? I remember when Reagan ran. Man, everybody was excited. Wow, he's zowie. Let's get... And the same with Clinton. Frankly, there wasn't that excitement from George Bush. There wasn't that excitement. Well, depending on the sector, there was a big, you know, a lot of excitement for Obama when he went in. But there's no excitement for either of these guys. And it's a time in our country when we need to have excitement. We need to have really people who want to charge ahead and be supportive and love the country and love the government. And most people, not most, but of these people, the third, almost a third of the Republicans and over a third of the Democrats say the candidates suck. So, Anyway, so that's the, I think that's a real shot across across the bow, frankly. I was talking earlier, I like Mackenzie Scott. I wish I knew her. I would like to know her because I think she is really kind of a cool individual. She was married to Jeff Bezos, got divorced, got like $75 billion out of it, and she's been donating money as fast as she can make it. She just donated $640 million to more nonprofits. She had started at the beginning of the year, she said, I think, Jay, she was going to give $250, $300 million to a number of organizations, $1 million to $30 million, depending on the organization. But then she decided she was going to give more. And so she's pledged to be responsible. People are applying, you know, the nonprofits send an application, mm-hmm. and this is why we need your money. And so she and a team go through all of the, they had an open call, actually, I think, for people to, you know, this is why we need the money. So they have 6,000 nonprofits applying for these million-dollar grants. And, that's a lot of work. But, you know, that's good money.
Yeah.
They are going to, there's 279 nonprofits got a top score when they were reviewed. And I guess some of them got a couple of $1 million instead of just one. And then another 80-some-odd organizations got $1 million each. But think about how wonderful it is that she can do that. She wants to do that. And isn't necessarily, she's not going public with it, but a lot of attention paid to the application process. And that's kind of why I'm talking about it, because she's trying to make a change. So anyway, she's given away $16 billion
so far. Uber wealthy people who are doing this, who do this.
Right. And why not? I think if that's what you want to do with your money, that's what you should do with it. It's your money. Do what you want. You want to give it away? Yeah. More power to you. It's not something you hear a lot of people, that person's had too much money, she should give it away. That's none of your business what she does with it. If she wants to, and she does, and she is, God bless her. I think that's the kind of thing, the world is a better place because of her and what she's doing. And I think that's why we need to pay attention to what she's doing and give her a round of applause. 18 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We got 23 after the hour, don't we now, Jay? Time for us to dig around in the social media world. This time with a focus on some of the technology, the implementation of what you read on social media sites. Here's a little more TikTok, the TikTok challenge, the devious lick TikTok challenge. This goes back to, what, 2021? The schools cracked down on it. But apparently, this has come back again. And so TikTok is once again highlighting on its platform some of the stuff that is involved in the devious lick. I saw some of it. It looked kind of stupid. Actually, it looked kind of dangerous to me. And so, but it is another example of how something that's dastardly, that's not good for you, can become a big thing on social, especially TikTok. And so the kids in school were all over this, right?
They're posting videos. And so the devious lick trend is they're not like licking things, they're stealing things from school. So they're posting videos and photos of the items that they've stolen from school and
toiletries. Right,
yeah.
Books,
like a stapler,
things like that.
Yeah, different things. Yeah. It's like
dumb stuff.
This challenge is just
somebody stealing
a
toilet seat from these angelic little children aren't so angelic. So a story today in the Washington Post about these. There was the Kool-Aid challenge, right? When people were drinking that stuff, and that wasn't. I forget what there was in it, but I know it wasn't good.
So many things. There was an actual licking thing where people were, like at grocery stores, just licking things.
Yeah.
Licking videos
right.
and stuff. And I think people actually got arrested because they were opening ice cream and licking the top of the ice
and
cream
licking.
And putting it back
yeah,
and posting it on social media. And so, of course, there's that paper trail, essentially, the video trail. Yeah. And people are getting in trouble, getting arrested. You have, and a lot of people would do these stunts. After they already bought something, like they had they bought something and then they would pretend like they were doing it, being doing different things. There was, what's the cinnamon one? There was something of like putting a bunch of cinnamon on a spoon and then eating it. And of course, like you cough and some people are accidentally inhaling it back in. Oh my goodness. I want to say it was like, was it 2015, 17-ish around that time, the Tide Pod stuff. where it was a challenge to eat Tide Pods, and then people realizing, oh, that's harsh chemicals. Like, you're going to get super sick.
People. All right. Here's, I guess, this would be considered good news from the trending department when it comes to the tools that we use. Microsoft's Redmond, Oregon campus, they're modernizing it. It's a big 72-acre campus, dozens of designs that will help the planet. They have geothermal energy there. That is something that, actually, I looked at when we were starting this development of ours, but it's so crazy expensive, nobody want to pay for it. But it still is, I think it's a great idea, frankly, to heat and cool this campus. They have a 6-acre geothermal well field that has 900 holes bored down about 500 feet. That's what heats and cools the buildings, and there's no carbon associated. It's actually a great, very progressive way of looking into the future. And, you know, these characters, the global warming nutbirds who think we ought to stop using gas to cook with, this is something that actually is constructive that people ought to get behind instead of something stupid like that. This is it's a closed loop, a heating and cooling system that sends cool or warm water to exchange with the stuff that's in the earth. And they have like 3,000 different units in this Microsoft campus that's using it. So good for them. All right, let's move along now. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want free. Appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets. And intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you... Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case, provided Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was replaced. According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence in Haiti. The State Department has reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in Haiti. Michael Cohen's request to terminate his supervised release ahead of schedule has been rejected by a judge who found probable perjury in his actions. Cohen sought to lift his release, scheduled to conclude in November, citing his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Look, kid. Bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
Well, that's not what I was taught.
Then maybe you need a new lesson. Repeat after me. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I like that. All right, so that's something that's one of those things that sticks with you. You hear it once and it's all day now.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
All day.
What is it? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Good day. Hello. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner from the Do You Know and Did You Care fact file. Charles Darwin's, his appetite was big, and he ate a lot of strange things. He wanted to have owl at least every week. He tried to find iguanas to eat and armadillos. He was studying at Cambridge University, came across information on these various things and found out that they were very good. Eating owl meat was good for you, and eating armadillo meat was good for you. As the head of the Glutton Club, a student group that met every week to dine on rare, overlooked foods, he was the guy who put it all together, found that eating birds, all kinds of birds, very good. The less known human palate attractions, common foods. Okay, so eat sheep and eat beans and bacon, but no, that stuff, I want hocks, and I want to have owls, and a lot of the, it was pretty unappetizing, actually, when you look at the list of, excuse me,
my
stuff
goodness.
There was.
I feel like the common thing is always like, well, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's from the Do You Know or Do You Care department. Okay, so the Supreme Court, actually, there's a lot of stuff going on the border in Texas. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on the border, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. But the Supreme Court took a look at what was going on in Texas with the migrant arrests. And on top of that, a federal appeals court has issued an order that prevents Texas from arresting migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. This was after the Supreme Court allowed the new immigration rules. So here we go around in this circle again. There are a lot of people that are coming across the border in Texas. The governor of Texas, the people of Texas, pretty much want these. They don't want people crossing the Rio Grande and coming into the U.S. from Mexico. You can see pictures all over the place. But so after the Supreme Court allowed the restrictions to stay in, the next thing that happened was the Fifth Circuit decided, okay, they're going to do the same. They're going to go back to what they have cleared the way for Texas to enforce the law by putting a pause on the lower judge's injunction. Is that confusing? Basically, Texas has been told they can do what they were doing before. I think that's mm-hmm. how you read between the lines here. The police have broad powers to arrest migrants. And so, you know, are we going to run into a problem because the wrong people will get arrested? Are you conservative and cautious, or are you just kind of round everybody up that looks like an illegal and put them in jail till you sort it out? It sounds like
an issue. Because wasn't that an issue of somebody who was not from Mexico? I can't remember, somewhere in Asia, I think, where the guy was wrongfully accused of a DUI and then deported.
Yeah, that was last week or week before.
He was here legally and everything. And then I believe there's been other issues where people who are natural-born citizens, but...
But how do you fix the problem? It's so out of hand. It's so out of control. You know, there are a lot of people coming in here. There are folks in Hong Kong. We tend to put all Chinese people together, but the folks from Hong Kong, they are not happy that the Chinese took over, and so, they're coming. Taiwan East folks who are worried about the Chinese government taking over their island, they're coming here too. So how do you, and then there are people that are suspected, Chinese folks coming into this country who are suspected of putting together an army. That when the time comes, we'll attack Americans and that kind of stuff. So, boy, is this this is tough stuff to swallow. It really is. You look at the population. Go back to the beginning for a minute with us. The United States has relied on population growth to keep the economy pumping. A lot of people think the reason the economy in America is so good is because all of these new people are coming in, and eventually there are new generations of native-born Americans that come from immigrants. That's where we came from, starting with the British and the Irish, the Italians, people coming from Europe all over the place, and they settled in here. And so that's what's driven supply and growth and the housing market and cars and you name it. But it also has taxed Social Security, Medicare. Every year we pay more for Social Security and Medicare and we get less, fewer benefits from it. I mean, that's probably the, if you look at healthcare in general, that's the problem everywhere. We pay more and get less. We have Americans, even if they're from immigrant families, are having fewer children because there is a level of education. Not only does it cost a lot of money to educate children, but there's the whole business of what it costs to live. Can you afford three or four children? Most people can't afford two, never mind three or four. And it takes a lot of decision-making if you decide to have another child. If you have one, I know my son and his wife are going through that right now. Okay, do we want another child or not? And what do we have for resources? At least the thing is true. I didn't think about resources when I was having my two kids. I just had two kids.
Well, and also, how can you? Because resources are finite. I mean, yeah. You may have mm-hmm. you may have now, and then you don't in a little bit, or maybe you don't mm-hmm. have now, and then you do have.
Yeah. There's a U.S. population group that has explained in different scenarios what happens to our country. What do we have right now? About 330 million, I think, people living in America, which is too many people. But if it continues with the trend of this past decade, we will have, by the year 2050, 450 million people living in this country. Where are they going to go? You drive across the country, oh, look at all this open space. Well, most people can't move in the middle of nowhere, you can't find a job. So you don't want to live in the middle of nowhere. You want to live where the work is, and the work is in suburbia and urban centers and that sort of thing. You know, and you go to some of the non-union states where there are new factories being built all the time, and that's creating population centers. I was a fan when it first started of zero population growth. And so now maybe I would say I was a fan of zero immigration. Is that unrealistic? Yeah, of course it is. Not going to happen. But I'd like it to happen because I don't think we, whether you're legal or illegal, the politicians all are trying to find a common ground here or some place to settle that the people who support them will be happy with. I'm happy with somebody who thinks we just stop for a while, take a look at what's going on, take a deep breath. It's not possible or plausible. And, you look around and look at the immigrants that have taken a lot of jobs. They'll work for less money. So companies like that. But what does it say about the people in our country who aren't working and don't want to work and don't think they want to? They don't have to work because it's so easy under the current regime, under the current circumstance, to have benefits. And the immigration, these migrants that come into the country, we've got 180 people in Framingham that came in, many of them from Haiti. They were bussed up from Florida to New York. And then in New York, they divvied them up and sent them on buses to the New England states. And the governor of Massachusetts, who's doing a horrible job, horrible, horrible job, says, okay, we're going to send three busloads to this city and that city. They sent three busloads to Framingham last fall. There's no money attached to it. The taxpayers in Framingham are paying for hotel rooms for these 180 people and have been for almost 6 months. How is that right? What's just in that? I'm the first guy in line to want to help people, but I don't want to have it shoved down my throat. That's not my job to pay for 180 people coming to this town illegally at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars a day. And so the school budget has to be cut. The services, the Department of Public Utilities, whatever services there are in the community have to be cut because we've got to pay for these people that were just dropped here. Well, who in their right mind... Go ahead.
No, it's undocumented. I mean, you don't know who you just, like, you don't know who they are. Not everybody has ill intent, but not everybody is good.
No, but that doesn't mean that I, if they, whether they have good intent or bad intent, I may not choose to, you know, to help them. But if I do help them, it'll be on my terms, not the city extracting money from me. Nope. So anyway, it's a big problem. And people don't want to seemingly deal with it. And so here we go again with the talk about a government shutdown. This, once again, the leaders of Congress, people in the White House, they have agreement on how to fund things like Homeland Security, but then there are other things that they can't agree on. So we're back to the six spending bills that need to be passed to avert another shutdown. This is like every week we've got this stuff. Do you realize how dysfunctional that is? And I'll give credit to Mike Johnson. I think he's okay as the House Speaker. He's tried to hammer out these agreements, and the right-wing wackos in his party, I don't want to agree to anything. And a lot of stuff they shouldn't agree to, but they're going to come up with something that works. But there are a lot of different wrinkles here, and it's just ridiculous. Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself, as far as I'm concerned. It's disgraceful what these people have allowed to have happen. And in the name of what? In the name of what? You want to help people? Good. You help them. And help them in a way that is not going to hurt other people. That's the problem. The help on one side hurts on the other side. So, anyway. All right, I'm going to get off my horse now. It's 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Stop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin. I saw something this morning that really bothered me. There's a survey out suggesting that 1 out of 8 people in the world are obese. Certainly we can renew our call to help prevent and manage this by attending to the information that is absolutely free that you get when you go to toploss.com.
Just taking the first step is always the hardest part for everybody across the board. Men, women, it doesn't matter your age. Like just the first step of saying, you know what, I'm going to make that change for myself. I'm going to decide that today is the day that I'm going to do better.
Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin, so it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Thanks, Elizabeth Miller, for being here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To now focus on the real important things in life, our pets. Warren Eckstein is here for the Pet Show. You can check him out every weekend. Check him out here every day. He has great, valuable tips on how to make sure your dog or your cat, your pet, is living a healthy, happy life. One of the ways to do that, I assure you, because I can speak with authority, because I use Hugs and Kisses myself, Hugs and Kisses, Warren has formulated a vitamin mineral supplement separate for dogs and cats. And so if you would like to have the very best for your dog or cat, just check it out and order it at hugsandkisses.com. And you can also find it at goingtothepetshow.com as well. All right, so from Hugs and Kisses, we go to dogs that bark. I read an article. This is like genius because Warren had he moved to Arizona from California, and he had an experience with his neighbor, and so the line at the end of the story is, "Do you know who I am?" But anyway, so Warren's dog barked a couple of times at something going on in the next door neighbor's place, and then I have read. I was on a flight. There's no news in that. I was coming back to Boston the other night, and I was reading an article on how to get your dogs to stop barking. And so I read it. It was very interesting. And so if you want something you want peace and quiet, don't live next door to somebody who has a dog that ought to have the right to bark if the dog wants to bark. So anyway, what happened with this guy? He just heard the dog bark and he came up. What's the matter with you? Shut that dog up.
Here's the bottom line. You know, dogs just like people take a while to adjust to a new home. So my two dogs, which by the way together weigh 13 pounds, are out in the backyard, and they're never out in the backyard. I am on top of these dogs when they're in the yard. So the next door neighbor was taking his garbage pail out and rolling it on some gravel, and Molly, my little female, barked literally, and I'm not exaggerating, twice, woof, woof. And all of a sudden I heard someone yell, shut up, and it didn't sink in right away. And I'm thinking about it, and I said, did he just tell my dogs to shut up? And then I yelled at him. I said, excuse me, sir, did you just tell my dogs to shut up? And he said, yeah, I did. Why don't you get those dogs trained? And he has no idea. He has no. So my lovely wife.
America's number one dog trainer, folks. Welcome to the Warren Eckstein reality. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
So my wife Denise writes on her on a post. Don't jump on Superman's cape. Don't spit into the wind, and don't ever tell Warren's dogs to shut up. So the bottom line was the dog. I was trying to be nice to the guy, and you know the dogs are adjusting to a new neighborhood. Blah 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 blah. So the guy just runs into, you know, bullies are like that. Once you confront the bully, they run into the house. So the guy runs into the house, literally runs into the house. I wasn't chasing him at that point. I would have, but I wasn't at that point. Bottom line is I don't understand why people have to be so angry. Everyone is so angry and nasty. I've been the guy's neighbor for literally four weeks. I asked him once what his name was. He said Joe. So yesterday when I'm confronting him, Joe. He goes, I told you my name. It's Joe. I said, well, I probably forgot your name. And the bottom line is that there was no reason. The dog literally, and I'm not exaggerating. I know what barking dogs are like. I do this for a living, you know. And the dog went, woof, woof. And the guy tells you don't tell my dogs to shut up. You know, just like, how would you feel if someone told, you don't have dogs and you had a kid and the next door neighbor told your kid to shut up? My dogs are my kids. You talk to them and treat them with respect, unless they're doing something awful, which they weren't doing. So I'm not finished. I will post this later on with a picture of the culprit, my dog Molly, the terror Molly. I'll be posting this later on my Facebook pages. But just remember, there's no need for that. Have conversations with people. If the guy had talked to me, I would have said, you know, the dog barked twice. That's what dogs are. You know, when people call me on the air with a situation like excessive barking, and I write about it extensively, generally what I'll do is rather than tell the dog no, I would go up to the dog and say, thank you for letting me know there's a problem. I got it from here. Because the minute you start yelling at your dog when they're barking, it's increasing their anxiety, making them bark more. So the bottom line is if you go to the dog and say, thank you, you let me know the bad guys are there, I'll take it over from here. If you listen to my show, and I know you do, Doug, if you listen to my show, I would say 85 to 90% of excessive barking problems are resolved just simply by letting the dog know that he did his job and you have it from there.
So that would be the rule if the dog doesn't stop barking and, you know, the dog doesn't seem to be barking at anything specific. Is there another trick for that?
Well, dogs don't bark for no reason. There's always a reason a dog barks. So there's maybe things we don't hear, things we don't see, things we don't smell, but there's always a reason. What is excessive barking? To me, excessive barking is a dog that's barking for 2, 3, 5 minutes at a time. But a dog is going rough, rough, rough when someone walks in front of the house or someone's in the backyard, that's fine. But there are alternatives. Increased exercise, more mental stimulation, and not overreacting to the fact that the dog is barking. Because once you overreact to it, you're actually reinforcing that behavior.
See why Warren is so good and why people love listening to him? Check him out. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour here on Good Day. Thanks, Warren.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.